this is a day later than I planned it. I planned it to be on Friday. I would like to dedicate this episode to Max, my dog, who died a few days ago due to complications with his legs. He could hardly get up and he had to be lifted up a lot of the time. All of the time. He got put to sleep with all of our family around him. Without him, I don't know where I'd be. I've had him since I was 13 and I'm now 27. It's been a very hard week. We were all crying and it was, I don't know what. I just don't know how I'm being. Sometimes it hits me, sometimes it doesn't. So I've been going to my mum's every day, but it's not been the same. It's been very empty. Everyone's going on with it their own way, and I hoped we'd deal with it together. Luckily, I have Misty, so that's a good thing. I'm glad I have my beautiful, beautiful dog. And if it weren't for her, I'd just be sleeping all day. I think this is going to be very short, because I haven't done this much this week, but there are things that I would like to talk to you about. I'm sorry if my throat's a bit like that. My mouth's very dry. I'm about to get a drink of water. So this week I've been pushing people away, mainly Ben. I've been snapping at Ben a lot. He's been very good, apart from one time where he said he was gonna leave, to which made me sadder because my mind jumped to, so not only has Max abandoned me, but he's going to as well. Rationally, Max hasn't abandoned me. He didn't want to and it wasn't his fault. And Ben probably didn't know what to do. It's not worse than it has been, actually. It's been a lot better since I've managed to change a few things about myself, like my episodes and other things. I'm getting better at handling that since I've been on my steroids, which is good. That makes me happy that I've been able to change things. I haven't tweeted much this week neither, which I do apologise about. I apologise about all of that stuff. I've been arguing about loads of daft things and snapping and, yeah, which I don't mean to and I don't want to. It's just the way things are, I think, right now. Which is why today I put my phone on airplane mode and I've barely spoke to anyone. Because I don't want to snap at people. I have made some new friends though, which has made me happier. Because there are so many people that have been so supportive. And I would like to thank the people on this podcast who have been supportive towards me with everything that's going on. Including some people I didn't know that have just come to contacted me through a WhatsApp group. Thank you to all you people that doesn't sound nice, but thank you to everyone that's shown support and concern. So today I've just spent time with Misty. We haven't really been doing much and I haven't really been motivated to take her for a walk because I've lost her lead and the only lead I have is an old lead of Max's, which hurts to use. So there is one thing I didn't talk about in my last episode, which is the some episodes that I have. I'm sure people with BPD can relate to these episodes. But from the outside looking in, these episodes can look rather spoilt. So I don't know whether anyone who has partners with BPD or anyone with BPD can relate to this, but this is an example. Say if someone doesn't cook you dinner and you like, it happens every day, although you should never expect someone to cook you dinner, but, oh, there's Misty, she says hello. I think I've just woke her up. It's, do you want a drink, Dougie? She wants a drink, and I want a drink too. If someone's cooking you tea every day and it becomes a routine, and then you expect it, and then when it doesn't happen for some reason, like say the person's ill or something else has happened, like they're busy, and then with me an episode will start coming on, not because I'm spoiled or trying not to be, not because I haven't got my own way, because the routine has been, like, the routine has changed. That sort of thing has never happened to me before, but it's similar things have happened to me before. Like, if I would talk to someone every day, or meet in a certain place, and then I haven't for some reason, then I'd get really, really low. Or, yeah. And so that's why I'm really sorry for not doing this podcast, because if this podcast does become a routine for someone, I don't want to be inconsistent. And I hope this is the last time I am inconsistent. I mean, I know it's only a day late, but a day for some people is just too late. I'm also worried because there are some friends that haven't talked to me as much since I've done this podcast. So I feel like I have lost some friends. But you want to know something? It's an instinct, so it hurts me. But at the same time, rationally, they're not good friends. They're not good friends. The people that are supporting me and supporting my podcast and supporting me with Max, they are good friends. There are some people who I've also been very distant with lately, not because I don't like them or because they've done something wrong, because they haven't. Like my online family. They know who they are, and I've been very distant with them. I keep promising that. Oh, time to get my doggy a drink, I think. That rhymed. Yeah, I've been very distant with them because again, rationally, I know they won't leave me because they've seen a lot. They've seen a lot of my dark side, and they still haven't left. And they know I have BPD, and they know all the ins and outs and everything. Hey, right, Misty, come here. Yeah, they know all the ins and outs, and I know rationally, they won't abandon me. But in my lowest moments, especially without Max, that doesn't register with me. That doesn't register. But, oh, there's my lovely doggy. But they have also been very supportive to me. Sorry, I'm in the kitchen, it's a bit echoey. I've had no questions asked or no stories of other people's experiences to tell today. But it's only been the second week of my podcast, so I shouldn't really be expecting too much. But if anyone, you know, needs to share anything, any experience with BPD, or knows anyone who has BPD and you need to share those experiences, then I'm here to listen. And hopefully it won't just me that is it won't just be me that's here to listen. I don't want anyone to be feeling alone. I'm feeling alone right now, but that's not due to anyone. That's due to the fact Max isn't here anymore. But that's not his fault. And I'll always be thinking of him, and he's been my confidant and my friend, my best friend. So I'm sorry if this podcast is very lacking today. But I did want to do something. So, yeah.